From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's episode, we celebrate the incredible career of Simone Lawrence as he gets presented the key to the Snowmoney Lawrence Snowplow and is honored for his work both on the field and in the community. And we also hear from Mayor Andrea Horvath as she helps celebrate number 21. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, Simone Lawrence Day to be exact. And this is Tie Cats Today. It was a day of celebration in Hamilton as today was officially declared Simone Lawrence Day, and it was an incredible turnout at City Hall. Simone gave a speech to Ticats fans, friends, teammates, people who helped him throughout his years in the organization, and quite frankly, people who he helped throughout the years in the organization. It was a great turnout. The person who presented Simone with the key to the new Snowmoney Lawrence Snowplow, which was voted by the public, and by the way, beat out Taylor Swift by a landslide, as the mayor said in today's speech, to be the new name of this year's snowplow. The Snowmoney Lawrence Snowplow, it has a great ring to it. It was Mayor Andrea Horvath. She spoke about number 21's impact on the city and more.
Simone has had an absolutely phenomenal career with the Tiger Cats. As already probably has been mentioned many times, and I've seen a number of articles in the Spectator and on radio, we've been hearing about Simone's amazing career with the nominees for Defensive Player of the Year three times, five-time East All-Star, three-time CFL All-Star. Where's the applause, folks? Where's the applause? Franchise leader for a total for total tackles, 734. That's nothing to sneeze at. Defensive tackles, 727. Tackles in a single game, 17. Wow. What a powerhouse. And so, of course, Simone is an absolute Simone you are. It's kind of weird talking about you while you're standing right beside me. But Simone is absolutely a total rock star on the field. And of course, Hamilton has the most dedicated and amazing fans in the whole CFL, right? And so all of that fan love that, of course, consolidates around the rock star, Simone Lawrence, at a time when he's decided to hang up the cleats for a while, right? But we know that he has a rock star reputation not only on the field. And so that's where the sports team and the players come together with the rest of community. And there's nobody that demonstrates that relationship better than Simone Lawrence. Thank you. As we all know, he has dedicated thousands of hours outside of his time on the field to a number of different causes that have been close to his heart. Numerous visits, as we've seen many times, to the sick kids at McMaster's Children's Hospital. He's raised thousands and thousands of dollars for Food for Kids Hamilton. He's inspired and guided the next generation of football players through his work with the Tiger Cats High School Mentorship Program. Simone really does demonstrate, embody what it means to be a Tie Cat and a Hamiltonian. And I think it has already just been said that although there have been many amazing players that have worn the black and gold and have dedicated so much to the sport, to the team, to our community in that regard, I think that Simone is as loved, if not more loved, than many of those people that have done that work and that have been revered in our community. He is talented and community-driven, and his number 21 is going to always be in our minds and in our hearts.
That was Mayor Andrea Horvath. The man of the hour, Simone Lawrence, also got on the podium to thank some of the people that helped him along the way and expressed his gratitude for the city of Hamilton.
I'm extremely grateful and thankful for this opportunity. Thank you for, I know you didn't name the snowplow. At least I don't think you did. But thank you very much.
Hamiltonians did a good job.
Thank you to the fans, of course, for showing so much love throughout my career here in Hamilton. This 10 years probably been like the best years of my life, you know. I'm gonna miss the hell out of football, and I'm gonna miss the hell out of playing in front of the fans a lot. But, you know, I'm super grateful for Hamilton Sports Group for giving me the opportunity to be the brand and community ambassador of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And now I get to cheer on the boys. Oh, man, I can't wait to send you guys text messages after games. You know, we're just going to keep moving forward here in Hamilton, and I'm excited to work with Courtney and everybody in that a part of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Sorry, I'm all choked up, guys. I'm trying not to cry, but I love this so much. the community and the fans, super grateful for you guys. I'll see you guys all tonight. Yeah, have a great night.
We will get right back to Simone Lawrence in just a second because I got the chance to catch up with him following the presentation and in between the hundreds of pictures he was taking with fans and family and teammates and friends. And I got to talk to this Tie Cats all-time leading tackler about his passion for the city, the incredible turnout at City Hall, and more.
All right, Simone, it was a crazy day today. Such a great turnout. What did you think of everyone coming out here to show some love to number 21?
I think it was just a great event. It was exciting. The mayor came out and had such a great event. Everybody from Hamilton Sports Group was out here. Some of the boys were here. Just a great event, you know, just to show you how powerful the Hamilton fans are and keep proving that they're the best fans in the CFL.
What is it about this fan base that's just showed you so much love over these years? And what is it about their passion for football that's really driven you throughout these 10 years? And
I tell everybody all the time, playing football in Hamilton helped me to go to levels that nobody would even understand, you know, just because, like, Hamilton is such a blue-collar, hard-working society that, like, I get tired sometimes and I'm just like, you know, like, I'm tired. I don't want to go practice today. And then I wake up and I see people grinding, going to work, about to work at some mills or do something crazy. I'm like, man, all I got to do is go play some football. I could do that all day. Let's get it.
To those players coming into this organization in the future, those future players, what do you have to tell them about what it means to be a Hamilton Tiger Cat?
It's toughness, you know. Hamilton football is bred on toughness, you know what I mean? It's bred on toughness and defense. There's no missing games. There's no taking breaks, you know. We work hard and we handle our business, you know. Like, if we, like, people always would say one thing about Hamilton Tiger Cat football, like, you no matter what going into their stadium, you know you're going to get your butts kicked. You know you're going to have to get in the ice tubs in the morning. You know, we take pride in that for sure.
A big part of the reason why you're being celebrated today is not only your play on the football field, but what you're able to do in the community. Why has it been so important to you over these years to give back so much?
Honestly, anytime you're blessed with a gift from God like that, you have to give back. You know what I mean? Because everybody doesn't get blessed with opportunities and gifts like that. So anytime you're blessed with a gift like that, you have to spread it through society and give it to everybody else, you know, because, or else you're just being selfish.
Now, this new role, it sounds exciting. You're graduating to that next step. What is your new role in this new ambassador position?
Brand and community ambassador, pretty much just going to be in the community supporting and repping the brand, you know what I mean? Elevating, bringing everybody together. Something that the Hamilton Tiger Cats already do so well with the community is bringing everybody together and just keeping the city close.
Well, Simone, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Simone Lawrence, and it's hard to believe number 21 won't be on the field next season, but he will certainly excel as the team's new official brand and community ambassador for the Hamilton Sports Group. He's not going anywhere. And once again, congratulations to Simone Lawrence, an incredible career. The Tie Cats all-time leading tackler, top 10 in tackles all-time in the CFL. And in my opinion, a first ballot Hall of Famer, I think in a lot of people's opinion, I have nothing to do with that. I have no say in it, but put that man in the Hall of Fame as soon as possible. Before we go, the Tie Cats are also looking for their next brand ambassadors to perform on game days and attend community events throughout the season. I saw some of them today at City Hall. They killed it as usual. Such a talented group. So if you want to be a part of one of the hardest working teams in the CFL, make sure to follow at Dance Cheer Tie Cats on Instagram for the most up-to-date information. That's all the time for me. Happy Simone Lawrence Day, and we will talk to you next time.